Galapagos Icon of Evolution. By Richard William Nelson. In 1835, the Galapagos Islands piqued a young British naturalist's endless curiosity. Equipped with technologies not much beyond a clock, compass, measuring tape, scale, thermometer, clinometer, and a microscope, the experience eventually propelled Charles Darwin to propose a new world-shattering theory of evolution in his 1859 book, The Origin of Species. Since then, technological advances have revolutionized scientific investigations, upending Darwin's finches with a new Galapagos icon of evolution. For the first time, the genome of one of the most unique birds on the iconic islands, the cormorant, pictured, have been sequenced. Unique in that, of the more than 40 known cormorant species in the world, the Galapagos Islands cormorant is the only species incapable of flying. To explore the genetic reasons, scientists at the University of California, Los Angeles, have been studying the genome of the flightless Galapagos cormorants associated with the bird's loss of flight. New Galapagos icon. In the Atlantic article, How an Icon of Evolution Lost Its Flight, scientists have discovered some of the genetic changes behind the useless wings of the Galapagos cormorant. Science writer Ed Yong interviewed Leonid Krugliak, the study's senior corresponding investigator and chair of the Department of Human Genetics at UCLA. "I like seeing wildlife in general," says Krugliak, "but some of these creatures have become iconic in evolutionary biology." Even though Darwin's Galapagos finches, with their well-adapted and variously shaped beaks, are especially famous, Yong reports, Krugliak found them underwhelming and more drawn to the flightless cormorants. The study, A Genetic Signature of the Evolution of Loss of Flight in the Galapagos Cormorant, was published in the prestigious journal Science, June 2017, the official journal of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. CUX1 mutations. The team took one step further, by testing the effects of the mutated CUX1 gene inserted into the Cynorhabditis elegans, roundworm, a popular species for studying stages of development. The team used the new CRISPR gene editing technology, as Cross explains. When they inserted the mutated cormorant CUX1 gene into cartilage-producing mouse cells growing in a dish, the cells showed stunted development. Krugliak's team has successfully determined that the mutations in the CUX1 gene are associated with the loss of flight in the Galapagos cormorants and stunted development in the roundworm. Since CUX1 is also found in humans, what is the effect in humans? That information is already known. As Science Daily notes in the article How the Galapagos Cormorant Lost Its Ability to Fly. Changes to the gene CUX1 that shorten the Galapagos cormorant's wings are the same genes that go awry in a group of human bone disorders characterized by stunted arms and legs, suggests new research. In humans, mutations in the CUX1 gene are associated with the development of a series of rare diseases known as ciliopathic diseases. For Krugliak, the emergence of CUX1 mutations serves as advantageous evidence supporting evolution. Survival advantage. The theory of evolution developing through genetic mutations was never on Darwin's radar. Mutations acted on by natural selection was not developed as a theory until the early 20th century, eventually becoming popularly known as the modern synthesis. Jumping 50 years forward, 21st century scientists are reassessing the evolutionary role mutations, like the CUX1 mutation. Are genetic mutations advantageous or disadvantageous? Julian Huxley coined the term modern synthesis in his 1942 book, Evolution, The Modern Synthesis. Receiving the Lasker Award in the category Planned Parenthood, World Population in 1959, Huxley eventually emerged as a prominent member of the British Eugenics Society, serving as president from 1959 to 1962. The modern synthesis theory integrates Darwin's natural selection with Gregor Mendel's laws of genetic inheritance, the mechanism allowing mutations to accumulate from generation to generation. Since then, modern synthesis has been the dominant theory of evolution advanced by many, including Douglas J. Fiutuma. As an American evolutionary biologist, Futuma has been a long-standing evolution advocate and the author of numerous widely used textbooks on evolution, including Science on Trial, The Case for Evolution, 1982, and Evolution, 2013. As a distinguished professor in the Department of Ecology and Evolution at Stony Brook University, New York, a research associate at the American Museum of Natural History, New York City, and winner of the Sewell Wright Award, 1997, and Leidy Award, 2012, Futuma, known for his work in public outreach, particularly in advocating against creationism. Openly gay, Futuma is also an LGBT rights activist. By far the most important way in which chance influences evolution is the process of mutation, Futuma continues. Mutation is, ultimately, the source of new genetic variations, and without genetic variation, there cannot be genetic change. Mutation is therefore necessary for evolution. Evolution has a distinct problem: it cannot be tested, repeated, or used to predicting outcomes, like, apples in the apple tree will always be pulled by gravity fall to the ground. Biological evolution also has a falsifiability problem: anything can be caused by evolution since the theory of evolution does not include a mechanism to exclude non-evolution events. Evolution, as a scientific theory, is in crisis. As a result, within the bounds of biological evolution, contradictions abound. While Darwin envisions evolution over long epochs of time, the theory known as gradualism, by contrast, other evolutionists, for example Stephen Gould and Niles Eldridge, envision evolution happening over very short punctuated periods of time. On scientific principles, evolution theory skeptics are justified. There is something fascinating about science, argued Mark Twain. One gets such wholesale returns of conjecture out of such a trifling investment of fact. The evolution industry is long overdue for a science restart to salvage any remaining semblance of professionalism. If Krugliak is correct, with the new Galapagos icon of evolution replacing Darwin's finches, the theory of evolution faces more, not less, challenges as a scientific theory. Genesis. Despite a flood of challenges since the publication of The Origin of Species, followed by more than 150 years of unprecedented scientific efforts in the history of science to prove otherwise, the scientific evidence observable in nature is increasingly best explainable by the Genesis record written by Moses. Evolution is a theory in crisis, existing only as a philosophy, not a science.